Okay, so we got into the feed. I'm gonna click submit for the web browser now, and that should, I believe, take us into the next step and allow us to publish. And as you can see, we are now publishing a LinkedIn post. Let's see how it does as far as the content, as far as an image. We are officially past the design stage. So it appears that using Canva was the main hiccup, the actual identical workflow that I was trying to replicate. And we're actually having some power surges here. So fingers crossed that we stay recording here as we go. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today to record what I think is going to be one of my favorite episodes. I am super excited to be talking once again about Convergence AI and the launch of their brand new most powerful model called DeepWork. And this employs a team of AI agents that handle complex workflows. So as you'll see when we test out the tool and check out the announcement, they say that you can just describe your goal and the AIs will manage the rest. And this is like the third time in 10 episodes or something that we've been talking about Convergence AI, and they are the ones behind the proxy agent. And in our initial video, we did a demo of that agent and we tested it pretty rigorously and pretty well beyond its templates and recommended tests at that point. By the way, now exist in the template hub, which we just recently did an episode on as well. And since we did that episode, there are already some brand new templates in there that have just recently been published, as well as some new DeepWork specific templates for this new model. So I cannot wait to show you guys those as well. Just tons of awesome stuff for today's episode, but I am definitely getting ahead of myself. Of course, we are going to demo that new feature. And I think what we'll do is just run the same task that we ran for the original proxy agent, which was creating a carousel in Canva. And we'll see if DeepWork is able to handle that where the original model failed. But first, I want to give you a little bit more background information, just an overview on this DeepWork feature. Let's start with what Convergence AI has to say about it in their X post announcing the tool. Total side note, I really love the branding and the vibe of Proxy and Convergence, not only the tool and the agent, but just of the videos and all of the creative that Convergence is using. Super big fan. Okay, let's read through their X post here. It says, "Today, we're introducing DeepWork, our most powerful and sophisticated agent yet. DeepWork is the next step in the practical implementation of our vision for AI organizations after the Template Hub. Users can simply specify desired outcomes, and the toggle to activate DeepWork then autonomously coordinates multiple AI agents to handle much more complex, multi-step workflows seamlessly." So as we just read, and another reason why this is, as Convergence put it, the next step in their vision, and one of the things that I think is going to be very impactful is the fact that you don't necessarily have to coordinate multiple agents doing multiple tasks. You can simply enter one natural language prompt with your desired outcome, and then a team of agents with different responsibilities, which is going to organically take control of breaking down the problem into these organized steps and roles and responsibilities. So you don't have to do that in your prompt. And then just like in our original demo from the tool, we'll get to see these agents breaking down our problem in real time. We should see them trying to log into Canva, and then of course, most likely doing any research that they need to accomplish the task, access any source materials. Again, I think what we'll do is take some of our contents from a recent episode, feed it to Proxy, and ask it to create a carousel in Canva based on that episode or something to that effect. Right now, it is available only to pro users, the DeepWork feature. It's a $20 per month service, and I think Convergence AI and Proxy are very quickly becoming one of the most valuable $20 per month price point tools out there. There's a few of them right now. ChatGPT has a $20 per month price point. Convergence, obviously, Perplexity. I think that's kind of been established as one of the starting tier price points for a lot of these tools. And I think it's really, really a good deal considering this incredible technology that you are getting. Okay, so DeepWork is 100% being positioned as a competitor to OpenAI's Operator. In fact, a little bit down in that Twitter thread that we just read, the Convergence AI account literally says that it can do stuff like Operator, and with that, it can also do stuff like deep research, hence the name DeepWork. And if it is able to knock out our Canva task in the demo we're about to do, as usual, I am going to try and keep it organic for you guys in this one and just run our first test through with DeepWork and see what it does off the bat. We'll see if it's able to knock out that task. I think it will definitely be taking the top spot in my favorite AI tool or favorite agentic AI tool leaderboard. Okay, but before we test out our Canva carousel task, let's take a look at the new templates that have been added into the template hub And another really cool feature that is new, as you can see here, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen again. They have added the saved credentials feature, which you're seeing right now if you're watching along on videos. It says that you can automate faster by securely saving credentials, allowing Proxy to automatically log in. And as you recall from our early test with Proxy, it will prompt you to log into certain tools like Canva, for instance, was the one that it needed us to log into. And so this is a super handy feature where you can just save all of those usernames and passwords so you won't have to get prompted every time that the agent needs them and that the agent can just log in automatically. So really, really useful. But let's hop over into the template hub once again. Again, we were just here a couple days ago and you can see just how much has already been added. And also I really love the dark mode or the dark theme that they have here for Proxy. I think they added some of this neon green stuff that's going on since we were in here last as well. Like I said, just really love the vibe of the tool. But at the very top, you can see now that we have all our deep work specific templates. And one that particularly catches my eye right off the bat is a marketing one called AI Trends in the Know. So let's definitely run that one as a test here. But also we have a website scanner agent for a research category. We have a sales lead agent for a sales category, an end-to-end web page testing agent. Again, the baby navigator is getting super excited in the background, if you guys can hear that. And those are just the marketing and sales specific ones. There's a ton of other ones here. They have a fun and an entertainment category, for instance. If we scroll down, one has been created here as a reminder to watch the One Piece anime. So if any of you out there, any navigators are also anime fans like me, you'll appreciate that one. But then also in organization, you can see one here that's subscription management. So again, in just a few days, a ton of additional templates that are really interesting and sound really useful. And like I said, my subscription to Convergence and Proxy is feeling 10 times more valuable today. And I can't wait to test out some of these agents. And if you haven't seen any of our other episodes on Convergence, and particularly in the template hub, I'll just go over how it's organized real quickly here. At the top, we have those deep work templates. And then we have Convergence picks, which are being recommended from the Convergence team. It looks like the majority of these happen to be deep work templates at this point. But then we also have popular templates that are being created by the community. And I see someone has created here an uplifting news task. So shout out to that person for spreading some positivity. Okay, so let's try out one of these new deep work tasks, and then we'll try out our test task. Say that one three times fast. Test task, test task, test task. I guess it wasn't as hard as I thought, but still try it. Let's just test out this AI Trends in the Know deep work one here. It's also in the recommended Convergence picks, and it's a marketing specific one. And if you're watching this podcast, you are likely a marketer who is following AI trends. So I think this one would be particularly useful. And if anything, if maybe we don't knock out our carousel task, you'll have found some value from Proxy and from Convergence here. Again, I think the value is pretty clear. Okay, AI trends in the Know. Let's fire it up. So when you click on a template, you get a little explainer or pop-up window, and I'll just read this one off very quickly. For anybody who's not watching along on video, it says AI trends in the Know, and it gives you an actual prompt. And apparently when you actually use these prompts and create them and run them, after you've done that, you can actually create templates and select different words to create variables out of, which is just a super cool feature. This existing prompt doesn't happen to have any editable fields or variables, but if we hopped over into like product competitors, for instance, which was right up here, you can see there's variables for company and product that you would then fill in. And you simply enter those variables down here prior to running the task. Okay, so I think what I'm actually going to do is just copy this template, just go run it using deep work so I can customize it and change it and throw in some variables. And I will do my best to walk you through the process as it goes along for anybody who is not watching along on video. But I will also, of course, link to the prompt as well. When everything is done generating, we should be able to share the prompt. And I'll include that link in the show notes so you should be able to at the very least rerun the same prompt if you would like with your own relevant information. Okay, let's go ahead and run the prompt. For anybody not watching, it gives us a little message window. It says task created successfully. Great, your task is set up. Proxy is already working behind the scenes to get it done. So we'll just hit next. Again, these are some highlights that we went over, I believe, last time we ran this as well. So I'm going to skip through this for now. I'll just give you a quick shot at each of these if you want to pause and read them, because we are currently running our task and I want to give you guys a look at what it's doing. The agent that is working, this is really cool. It's showing us which agent is doing work. AI Marketing Insights Researcher. And you can see the Google results on the right-hand side of the screen here where it's doing its research. It gives us the steps that it's taking. I will click on the link to the McKinsey & Company report on the state of AI in 2025. I will read the full page to gather more detailed insights and links on AI applications in marketing and sales. Okay, we have another couple steps from our AI Marketing Insights Researcher agent. It says, I will consolidate the insights gathered from the McKinsey report on AI applications in marketing and sales. I will provide the final insights derived from the research on AI applications in marketing and sales for 2025. Okay, and here we have our social media post. So I realize now we didn't really push it to the extent that I think it needed to employ or deploy more than one AI agent. So I think what we'll do is we will just ask it to create a carousel now, images and everything that a carousel would need, because we really did only ask it to write the post in this case. So apparently we only needed the AI marketing insights researcher to do the work. It does give us a little check mark here. It says proxy has completed 7 steps and your task is completed. Okay, let's just try one before we dive into our test task here. Let's do the targeted marketing one. This is another social media creation one, or a social media post creation. It says, we are a technology consulting firm specializing in Gen AI solutions. We need an engaging social media marketing post tailored to our ideal target company. So it does some research on, in this case, a list of American biotech companies. And we're just going to keep this template for our demo purposes. But of course, you can replace all of the variables and all of the terms to make it relevant to the research that you need to do. But it's going to find these companies, these Series A funding companies. It's going to select them from a list. And then it's going to actually create social media posts that are specifically targeted and tailored to that type of company, the type of product and service offerings that they have, without directly referencing them. So I will again share as many of the threads that I can from the proxy tasks that we're doing here with DeepWork. So you can check that out if you want to see more details about this prompt. Let's go ahead and run this. And I'm just going to let you guys watch what the agent does to accomplish this research and to write the post. Okay, so it's found our page with our USA startups. It's going to select the startups that it wants to target with this social media content. It's found the first company that it wants to target, and it's going to go ahead and visit their site now to do some research on the company directly. Here, it is at the Soleno homepage now, and it's doing its research on the homepage. So again, I think you get the point of these web crawlers and the research that these agents can do. I'm going to go ahead and let this do the rest of its task, and then I'll jump ahead for you guys, and we'll take a look at the output, at the content that it's going to write specifically targeted to these companies. So if you're doing some account-based marketing, this is absolutely a use case for you with DeepWork in the Convergence AI proxy agent. Okay, and now we are researching Loyal, the last of the 3 startups that we were going to be creating content for. So we should be getting near to our content creation stage. I thought this would be a relatively easy one, but you can see the complexity of some of the things. Even though it's relatively simple to do this research, compile the information, create the content, it's something that you know would take a significant amount of time for a human to do. And while this is being done, I can run and I've gotten some coffee and hung out with the Navigator baby. So definitely a good demo of just how much this can actually accomplish as far as the actual groundwork that is being done. Okay, we have moved on from our research agents now. We have the themes aggregator agent that did some work, and now we have the social media post creator. So we're getting to our final content creation step here. Okay, and here is our post. It took quite a little while, 48 total steps, a bunch of research, and so a bunch of work went into this post. Again, I'll share this thread, this conversation in the show notes. So check out the post. Let me know what you think. I think this makes for maybe a good LinkedIn post, something that can be broken up into other posts and stuff like that for a shorter form content. But just wanted to do another marketing slash content creation demo of one of the existing templates before we get into our test task here. So let's do that now. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to build another prompt from the ground up. I'll ask it to create another social media post. I'll be a little more specific with the content that I would like it to use and the messaging that I would like to include. But I'm also going to ask it to distinctly complete multiple separate steps. For instance, I'm going to ask it to actually go and publish a post for us. I think we'll do a LinkedIn carousel and just incorporate that old test that we had from our first demo. I think it did do a good job writing our post and everything. Check out the prompt in the show notes if you want to read through that. But the one thing I really wanted to call out here before we go rewrite a new prompt, and actually I'm also going to add some saved credentials before we launch that prompt, just to preemptively get ahead of some of the signing in, I think that is going to be required to accomplish our test task. There's your tongue twister again. Anyway, focus, Alex. Way too excited about this episode, everybody. Are these two options down here? That's what I want to call your attention to. The automate task button and the share as a template button. So this is where you can set up your automations, which is a huge part of making these agents actually beneficial as far as time savings. Because if you can't automate them, you're going to need someone to trigger them, a human in the loop. So automating them, it makes them, I think, 100 times more useful. And then you can share it as a template as well. So if we were to click automate here, we're going to get their messages welcoming us to automation. It says automation allows you to schedule and run your completed agent tasks automatically. This powerful feature saves time by running your tasks on a recurring schedule. Select when you want your automation to begin. This will be the first time your task runs, and then you can pick any date and time that works for you. Set your preferred schedule from daily check-ins to specific weekdays. Your task can run as frequently as you need, whether it's daily, weekly, or monthly. Once your automated task completes each run, we'll send an email notification with the results. results, you'll always know the status of your automation. So let's just click get started. And I believe we looked at this last time we tested Proxy 2, but again, if you haven't seen that episode, I just want to give you the benefit of seeing it here as well. Really simple, love the user interface. You add your automation name, you select the start date and time, the recurrence and the time zone, and you create it. Now, if we click share as a template, they're gonna walk us through what we can do with the template creator. It says new to Proxy, templates are powerful tools that let other users use your tried and tested time-saving tasks. Let's learn how to turn a completed task into a template. And this is where you're gonna be able to create those templated fields inside your prompt. Identify key parts of your prompt and turn them into templated fields. This allows for easy customization. Another super useful feature here, turn sensitive information into placeholders. And I'm reading this just from the instructions on the website, guys. Ensure information, passwords, emails, etc. in your prompt are replaced with placeholders to maintain security and privacy. And then finally, add tags to help others find your template, which reads, organize and categorize your content, make it easier to find, filter, and manage your work in the future. So if our big publishing task is in fact successful, I'm definitely gonna turn that into a template and replace some of the content with those templated fields. And hopefully we'll get a template published to the community templates here today. So if you click get started, you get the template studio over here on the right now. So you see your prompt, you can name it, you can highlight the parts of your prompt that you wanna be editable. So maybe like the company name right here, it turns into placeholder 0 and it appears down here in our editable fields. And it just automatically populates with what we had there and what we highlighted. Super awesome. Again, as far as easy user interface, I really, really love this tool so much. Huge shout out Convergence AI for what I think is one of the best experiences with AI tools right now. Okay, stand by everybody. I am going to enter some saved credentials and I'm going to spend some time crafting this prompt for our big publishing test. And then we will go ahead and run it. Okay, now we have our prompt. I'm gonna go ahead and just share it in the show notes. And again, I'll share the link to this entire Proxy chat thread. And I'll also share the prompt so you'll have access to the prompt there. And I have added all the saved credentials that I believe I will need for this to get pulled off. So I'm gonna go ahead and run this prompt now. And you guys can watch along and I'll do my best again to summarize what's happening with the agent. Let's go ahead. It says Proxy is acting. Now it says the AI research agent is working and it's going to give us the steps that it's taking again. It says checking on the link to explore 29 cutting edge AI applications as listed by the Bernie Group. And you may or may not be picking up some of the commentary from the Baby Navigator in the background. Apologies if that's getting picked up on the mic, but I don't think it is. Okay, we have some more steps that the agent took for us. Now it says reading the full page to gather comprehensive insights into the listed AI applications, compiling the insights from the page into a list of AI applications with detailed insights, finalizing the list of AI applications and insights obtained from the page. So this is all in the AI research agent. And in our proxy view on the right-hand side of the screen, we still have the Bernie Group landing page or the report from the Bernie Group that it's researching. Okay, now our work has been handed off to another agent, the research completion agent. So we have this multi-agent feature displaying itself now, super cool. And now we are in the hands of our social media content creator. So this is the third agent that we're working with now. Make that 4. Our design asset creator agent is now working. And in the proxy view now, we are seeing Canva. So it says click on start designing to begin creating visual assets in Canva. So it's going to take the main button, the main call to action instead of the login one, but it's going to get prompted to log in here right now as we're seeing in the proxy view. So let's see if our stored or saved credentials actually work here. Okay, so it's been working on accepting all cookies for a little bit here, but it has now closed that pop-up window and it's going to attempt to log in with Google to access Canva's design tools. Of course, I now realize I forgot to include the most obvious password and username, the Google one, but I think I'm gonna have to authenticate with Google anyway. So it should prompt us here for those credentials, which I think that's a good thing if you haven't seen the sign-in process before. This is kind of where we bugged out in the last demo, if I recall correctly. So let's see what happens here. It should prompt us for the credentials for Google. Okay, and this is the same issue we were running into now. It's not really able to do this Google sign-in to get us into Canva. It keeps trying to restart or return to Canva's main page. It's gonna attempt to log in using Google to access Canva's design tools once again, as you're seeing on the left-hand side here. I think what I'm gonna end up doing is backing out of this one and adding the Google credentials to my saved credentials. And hopefully, fingers crossed, that'll get us into Canva so we can get over this hump as far as a really, really useful agentic use case for any of you content creators or marketers out there. Okay, so I've added the Google credentials to our saved credentials. Let's try this one more time. And then if this doesn't work, I think what I'll try next time is just asking it or directing it to specifically sign in using my email and password, because I think that should be possible as well. And then we shouldn't get tripped up on this Google verification. It seems like getting into Canva is something that the tool should be able to do for sure. So I think it's just this Google quirk that's causing this issue. Actually, now that I think about it, I'm just going to direct it in this prompt to use the email and the password to log in so we can just get in there if that in fact works. So 1 second here. Okay, let's go ahead and run this now. And fingers crossed again that we get into Canva here and we're able to do this. Let's see what happens. And I'm going to cut through this as best as I can. I will highlight again the agents that it's calling out to do the work. I wonder if it's going to be the same agents or if they create new names for these agents every time. Here we have the AI researcher stepping up to do their research work. This time it is again going with the McKinsey & Company report on the AI workplace for 2025. You can see that in our proxy view now. So I think what I'll do is I'll cut ahead to when we're hopefully going to be signing into Canva. And again, I will be sharing the link to this thread so you can check out all of the steps and all of the agents that we're using in the process. We're still on our AI researcher agent for the time being. Okay, we have gone through our social media content creator now and we are in the Canva asset designer. We are clicking on Canva. Come on. Moment of truth. Let's see if we are able to sign in. Okay, so now we have the option to continue with email, and the asset designer does say, I'll proceed by continuing with email to access Canva's design tools. This is definitely encouraging. Fingers crossed, you guys. I think we're going to get in this time. It's using the email option, and we have the email entry field now. So let's see if it enters it correctly. And I might have to cut through this if it does display it. And unfortunately, we were not able to get into Canva with our email either. I think it's going to go and try and log in with Google again. So I did add our Google credentials. Let's see if maybe that will work this time. And this time through, we'll get... Okay, and we are back to our issue. The next thing I'm going to try here is actually just pausing and then taking over the browser, which is another really awesome thing you can do with these agents. So I am going to go ahead and do that now. One moment here while I pause, and I'm going to go back a few steps and try and log in on the browser. So let's go back. And again, just to show you how this works, let's go ahead and enter browser is the option right down here. And I'm gonna just do it where this login is popped up on this window. Okay, and we're still running into some issues. I'm trying just to go back to canva.com in the browser right now. So I think I'm going to restart this prompt one more time just to give it every honest effort to get this admittedly complex workflow accomplished in proxy. So I'm gonna ask it this time to just pause and wait for me to take control of the browser when we try and sign into Canva. And hopefully that'll solve our problem. Let's see if that does the trick. Okay, one more time on this task. Let's see if we can get it on the third time. Third time is the charm after all. Let's go ahead. Okay, at this point, you've seen this a couple times. I'm going to cut ahead now to when we are logging into Canva. Hopefully, I'm going to take over the browser at that point and just try and log in myself, and we'll see if that solves the issue. One thing that I will call out, this time it's going with a LinkedIn article or a LinkedIn writer as the source instead of a McKinsey or a Bernie report. So shout out Daniel Cohen Dumani. You're getting pulled by proxy right now as a source for this AI research agent. This time it's deploying a supplementary AI research agent to do some more research. Looks like it's going with a DigitalOcean article, 23 AI productivity tools to revolutionize your workflow. So still going through the research process on this time around. And it's really doing its due diligence on the research portion this time, going through the pages and checking out multiple different aspects of, in this case, ChatGPT and Claude. So again, I'm going to cut forward as much as necessary here. Just wanted to call out the fact that it's really going in on the research. Now it's actually pulling information on Bard. So I think the DigitalOcean article might be a little bit out of date. I'm pretty sure Bard has been sunsetted. Long been replaced by Gemini as far as what Google is talking about. If it does still exist, I'm not quite sure. And it might actually be going through each one of these 29 tools. So that's going to take a little bit of time. Oh, nope, we are at our content creation agent step now. So we should be logging into Canva here shortly. Let's see if it asks me to pause, or maybe it'll pause itself. But I will be pausing here in a second when I see the Canva screen so I can log in and hopefully work around this Canva access problem that we've had with proxy or convergence. At this point, anybody at convergence.ai who happens to see this maybe and knows how I perhaps could get around this issue or if I'm doing something wrong here, that would be awesome if you could provide some insight. I'm going to go ahead and pause the browser now and go ahead and try and log in to the Canva interface here. So you just go again and click enter browser, and hopefully this time it's going to let me log in a little bit. Hopefully this time it's going to let me log in. I'm just going to maximize this. Pretty fuzzy. Okay, I clicked log in and it looks like we're going to have that same issue again. So maybe it's something on Canva's end. Again, they're not allowing proxy to log in on my behalf or something like that. If it's something I'm doing, again, let me know. If anybody knows what's going on here, it would be greatly appreciated. Because honestly, I think this workflow, like this type of thing where it's honestly taking something from conception to creation to publication, and then, you know, maybe even promotion and stuff like that going forward. When we have an agent that can do all that, that's out of the box using a tool like this. And I think with enough development scale and enough time using like the MCP, the Model Context Protocol, with Claude and with Cursor AI and some of the development tools that you can use with AI, you'd probably be able to get something that accomplishes this. The average marketer and the average AI marketer is going to need something like Proxy or one of these tools to be able to do an entire workflow like this beginning to end. It might be time to hop back into like Lindy.ai or crew.ai and try and build something in there. Let me know if any of you navigators out there have something where you built that can do this type of publication, where it's creating, publishing, curating all of your content. Definitely share it with me. I would love to see it, love to chat about it. I think what I would do in a follow-up, I'm not going to do it in this episode. I'm going to keep this one as short as possible for you guys. This is definitely going to be one of our longest ones already because we still have all those amazing use cases in the template hub. And again, I think we're really only getting caught up on the Canva thing here. What I was about to say is I think if I tried this again, what I would do, I would ask Convergence to just maybe use Midjourney or something to create an image or if you're going to be using this image in ads or something like that, then use something that you have a license to create in, maybe Adobe Stock. Go grab an image from Adobe Stock or something like that. So I think because Canva is such a huge part of my workflow, it's kind of shutting down some of the ones I'm trying to replicate here. Actually, I've gone ahead and talked myself into it. This time we're just going to go and we're going to ask it to generate a stock image in ChatGPT and some stock images using DALL-E 3. And just because I know that we can get into ChatGPT without using the Google sign-in, there's probably some other image generators that I would use first. Midjourney, Ideogram, to name a few. To name a couple, but let me go restructure this prompt one last time. Okay, so fourth time is the charm this time. Let's go ahead and run this one and see if we can get this task done by using ChatGPT for the creative content generation part. And it looks like this time it's actually pulling a bunch of information from an entirely separate AI tool called Work AI. So again, just something to keep in mind when these agents are doing their research and doing their tasks. If you see it going down a route that maybe you don't like or you don't want it to take, maybe pause and redirect it or something like that. But because we're just testing this for now, I'm gonna let it just continue on its track here. And then hopefully we'll be able to get into ChatGPT here and we'll be able to get this task completed with some publication after that here. We are on the content creation agent once again. Okay, well, we just skipped over the design asset instruction straight into the publishing agent. So I think what happened is I wonder if Proxy actually has DALL-E or ChatGPT running in the background where they can actually do that asset creation. Because you see here that we did use a design asset instruction agent, and then now we're moving into LinkedIn to do some publishing. Now, LinkedIn is prompting us with a security check, so let's pause and enter in our browser here so we can answer and verify that there is a human involved in this process. 1 second. It's just asking for a code that was sent as verification, so let's submit that, and hopefully we'll get in here and we can continue. Okay, so we got into the feed. I'm going to click submit for the web browser now, and that should, I believe, take us into the next step and allow us to publish. And as you can see, we are now publishing a LinkedIn post. Let's see how it does as far as the content, as far as an image. We are officially past the design stage. So it appears that using Canva was the main hiccup, the actual identical workflow that I was trying to replicate. And we're actually having some power surges here. So fingers crossed that we stay recording here as we go. We have now created our LinkedIn post, as you can see. Okay, and it has published our LinkedIn post. I do not see an image attached to it. So it looks like maybe it didn't get that part taken care of. Now we are going to X and we're gonna log into X and publish. And I'm very much debating cutting us short here because we're still having some power surges. You may have noticed the lights flickering there a second ago. And I definitely don't wanna lose this recording. It's saying X can't be reached, but if we can in fact get into X here, I'm gonna let it try one more time. But I think what we might do is cut it short there. We were able to get into LinkedIn. We did not quite get an image attached to that post. So seeing a little bit of some of the limitations of the tool right now, but again, so much value here. This is just the first few prompts that we tried. As you can see, it's not able to get into X, so it's actually going to another social media platform. So it's trying to get as much of the task done as it is capable of doing. And I am absolutely going to be trying out more of those templates in the template hub for the deep work agent. You're also getting a look at what it looks like when it prompts you for some credentials here on the left-hand side of the screen. But seeing as it was able to get into LinkedIn, I'm gonna assume that it would be able to, in the majority of the cases, not with X, for instance. And again, I wonder if there's some of these platforms that are blocking these other platforms from signing into them. Hard to say. But I think I'd probably give our agent a C+, maybe a B- for the work it was able to do automatically for us in the prompt. When these things can get into my Canva and create all the thumbnails and all of the graphics that I create in Canva for me and go and publish them reliably, for me, that is the next pivotal stage of these AI agents. And I know that we are just getting closer and closer every day. And I'm sure whether they're in beta or demo or stealth mode, there are technologies capable of doing that right now. Rest assured, we will be talking about them right here on the AI Marketing Navigator. For now, go try out Convergence AI for free. If you are a pro subscriber, you now have access to this deep work feature. See if there's any tasks that you weren't able to complete before. See if deep work is able to knock those out for you. Try out all of the new templates in the template hub. Again, we weren't able to get our very complex complex, very specific workflow replicated, but still so much to be streamlined using Convergence AI, using Proxy, using Deep Work. Definitely still one of my absolute favorites in our AI tool belt right now. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit subscribe and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.